I am at Ofua Secondary School and it is break time. Here in Rhino Camp settlement of mostly refugees from South Sudan, 19-year-old Nelson Tuku, a senior for finalist, comes to school here every day, from Monday to Friday. His dream is becoming a doctor someday, but he is faced with seemingly unmovable mountain on his path.
Actually, we are limited also here. There's no A-level, so at least...
Nelson wants to join advanced level after completing the ordinary level next year. Then later, would join university. Meaning, Nelson and his colleagues, all in their final year of ordinary level of education, would only have to leave the camp to enter cities and big towns to pursue further education they envision. But nearly 9 out of 10 can hardly leave such refugee settlement areas due to lack of money. The settlements are usually located a couple of hours' drive away from urban centers, meaning transport costs are too high for refugees like Nelson to afford. The Refugee Desk Officer Solomon Osakan's office is a fully-fledged government department that regulates the work of all agencies that implement activities related to refugees. His office is involved in every single planning committee of NGOs, UN agencies, and all the other partners. He knows very well that, unless otherwise, Nelson's wishes shall be shattered.
University, you know, tertiary education is very expensive, but we have built vocational training institutions. Also, donor funding is limited. There are so many school children. If I give you the statistics of the children in schools, you will not believe. And anyway, our role is to help them as much as we can. But where resources are limited, there is not much we can also do. We keep appealing to the donor community to help.
With only 2 secondary schools serving both refugee and host communities, students in and around the settlement who complete the only available level of ordinary education end up taking hands-on skills training like carpentry, tailoring, welding, among others, in one of the few vocational schools available. Usually students, therefore, can only go for further education if they won a scholarship, or better even whose relatives can afford their tuition. With over 120,000 refugees, Rhino Camp settlement is size of an average city. The UN agency, UNHCR, estimates 46% of the total number is that of school-going age. Such persons range between 5 to 17 years of age. Esther Eno, who is in her final year of ordinary education in a school within town of Arua, is lucky to get what she calls better education than majority of her fellow refugee children who are stuck in their respective refugee settlements.
Here at least it has all the facilities which I think I need to study with. Here there are dorms, well-equipped dorms. Then there are laboratories, library.
Field. For Esther, after finishing ordinary level, she would go straight to advanced level of education easily if she attains good grades. As a refugee student, she is seemingly living her dream. She is thankful to be one of those few lucky individuals.